I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
For the first time in 2024, welcome to How Good's Footy, a weekly AFL podcast where we ask the most important sporting question of all. I'm Joel.
I'm Tom.
I'm Sean.
And boys, How Good's Footy.
Unclear.
I just realised, I think I normally say I'm Carney.
Yeah, you do.
I got confused because I've been recording so much of the Scaredy Boys podcast.
New episodes every Friday?
That's every Friday.
I've got a great podcast.
It's a great podcast with a great Patreon. $5 a month, you get so much stuff. Anyway, we're here to talk
football. I've missed the episodes of How Good's Footy that are mostly plugs for other podcasts. Yes.
And you're probably wondering, how did Joel get so good at that introduction? He used to be shit. And that's because I do so many introductions on my podcast, Thumb Cramps, new episodes every Friday, where we review video games.
Oh, man.
And it's like this show, but somehow stupider.
Jeez, if you're a Sans Pants fan, Fridays are big.
Fridays are a big day. Luckily, you get How Good's Footy on a Wednesday. And How Good's Footy is fucking back for 2024.
We're back. This is our first time that all three of us have been back in the studio too, because the last episode for 2023 was the post-AFLW Grand Final episode.
Sean had gone to Germany for his murder crimes.
Yep. We had to call you. Call you in at, what time was it again?
I think it was 4 a.m.
4 a.m.
Yeah.
What a day. What a time.
Great game.
Beautiful.
This has been an interesting preseason.
Yes.
Where a lot of stuff in other sports has happened.
I'm going to be honest. When I was coming here today, probably the first time I've really thought about footy.
Yeah, I
agree. And that thought was, I don't know what's happening.
Like, because I went to Germany for 5 weeks, so I missed a lot of like that, just the footy news. Because we're all big footy news guys. I think we consume it every day. And I just stopped.
I
went absolutely cold turkey. Probably went cold turkey since the men's grand final.
Can I say, I don't think I've looked at the AFL app.
I don't even have it on my phone anymore. Oh. My phone does that thing. It's so chock full of photos and shit that it just like deletes things that aren't being used. And the footy app was not being used. So it's gone.
No.
So I went to check footy news about a week ago and went, I can't do it.
Can I make an actual guess there?
Yeah.
I don't think it just got removed.
Actually,
I think you deleted that app.
Yeah, I probably did because
I think
realized,
you deleted it after the grand final.
Yeah, like because after the grand final ended, I turned off notifications on Twitter and they've never come back on. I mean, I've actively chosen to never put them back on. I think notifications on Instagram are off.
Yeah.
They still are.
How's that group chat going?
It's funny. Every now and then I'm like, fuck, I better check the group chat because I thought you meant our one.
No. I meant the
Fortnite-related one.
Yeah,
the squad.
How Good's Footy, How Good's Brisbane group chat.
Silent?
Not completely silent, but there is flatness there, definitely.
Well, I reckon this episode might bring them back.
I hope it does.
And I think all three of us are in different spots for the preseason because I got to where Tom was today, I reckon 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And was like, fuck, I haven't really consumed any footy stuff, and opening round, O round is coming soon.
The
worst podcast in the world came back into my feed, The Sounding Board.
No.
Oh, no.
Why do you listen to that fucking show?
It's because Hutchie and Damo are doing a podcast in the very traditional sense of a podcast where they talk about pop culture and stuff, but they're old fuckhead men who don't know what they're saying. And it's so funny to get the insights on, like, you know,
would they have done a Taylor Swift review?
Oh, they spoke. They Damo loves Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, and they constantly for the last
That sentence started off normal.
Mm-hmm.
Damo loves Taylor Swift. She's a musician. She's very popular, writes catchy tunes. The second half of that sentence, that he loves the couple.
Yeah.
He loves the power couple.
Yeah.
Is he an NFL fan?
No.
Or does Damo just love love?
I think Damo's a bit of a love.
Damo, host of Scandal. Yeah.
Damo Barrett is also a bit of a love fan. I think he does dabble in NFL. Hutchie, big NFL guy, boldly made the claim that Travis Kelce would be more famous than Taylor Swift here. Not true. Those are the kind of hot, stupid takes what you get. Fuckhead.
That man is too bald. That's the problem. The sun is getting directly into his brain.
Here's another hot take from that podcast. And this one like made me angry because I was like, you guys are so stupid and you're getting paid so much money to say. So the Taylor Swift Eras concert hit cinemas.
Yeah.
And they were like, it's a global sensation. It's going to be number one at the box office this year. It's going to catch up to Barbie. Barbie made $1.3 billion. The Eras tour closed its box office and it was huge. 260 million or something.
That's big for a concert.
Oh, yeah, I think it's the biggest.
You've also got to remember, too, people are like, oh, I'll watch that at home because you can watch it on like Amazon and like Hulu and stuff in America. But you know where people are really going to consume Taylor Swift's Eras Tour? At the concert of Taylor Swift's Eras Tour. Mm. Like,
if you can get a ticket.
If you can get a ticket. So for the three concerts at the G, I saw the numbers. 288,000 people across the 3 days.
Yeah. And that isn't even counting the 5 to 10,000 people outside the G every night.
I heard there was 10.
Oh, there's 30 out there.
30?
Yeah, yeah, that's what I heard. Yeah.
Yeah, it went big from what my sources are telling me.
Yeah.
I wonder what your sources are.
Yeah,
Taylor Swift.
Yeah. My good friend Taylor Swift, she's right here.
Oh, we forgot to give her a microphone.
Oh, damn. She's got to go.
She's nodding and smiling.
Yeah, she's got to leave right now.
No, she's going to sit there in silence for the entire thing.
She's just smiling and laughing.
She's not talking. She's on vocal rest. She's just done three big shows.
Yeah.
Okay, so Taylor, it's wonderful to have you here.
She's just whispering how good's footy.
She is. She just keeps giving us double thumbs up. It feels really good.
Well, speaking of Taylor Swift at the MCG, have you seen the infographs that have been floating around recently, Sean? Because this is where I'm at now. I'm like...
You're at infographs.
Well, I'm not fully in.
Fully in on what? Footy.
Footy.
I thought you were talking about Taylor Swift.
No. It ties in a second. Yeah. So I'm not fully back in, but I am like... I'm back to listening to the sounding board. I'm back to check the AFL app, but I'm like paying a little bit of attention to like what's been happening in the preseason games.
Yep.
It's not like round six. I'm not like, by the time we get to round one, I will have rotted my brain with footage.
Yeah.
But
you'll listen to so much sounding board that your head will be as sun affected as Hutchie's.
Oh, I'm hopefully heading that way.
Old sunbrain Hutchison.
It's got the tannedest scalp in the world.
No, it's not tanned. It's cooked.
It's also a really good podcast. It's a really good podcast for listening to Hutchie just try and defend how SEN is definitely in financial trouble. And he constantly saying, no, it's not. Because Damo just like...
They have so many ads too because they're so broke.
Well,
you can tell.
You got to listen to the podcast versions. I haven't really listened to SEN since grand final times. I briefly turned it on in the car the other day because I thought, let's dip back in. And then the conversation was immediately about the grand final.
That's brutal.
Yeah.
Because they haven't been talking that much. There's been cricket to talk about. What there's been basketball.
Yeah.
So, man, yeah.
We're certainly not talking about women's footy, that's for sure.
So an infographic has been floating around that Taylor Swift in 2024 played more games than Brisbane did in the home and away season at the MCG because she played there three times and Brisbane only played there twice.
Yep.
And yeah, there was also even like a ladder and Taylor Swift's like in the middle.
Someone was like, if she gets...
Well,
she's,
look, you, if you're going to get beaten by the best.
The infographic I... Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
Yeah. The infographic I saw that was quite funny about the Taylor Swift thing was that it was like she's debuted at the MCG in front of less people than Marlon Pickett, which was very funny. Only just.
Yeah, only just.
Only just. Only by like 4,000. But they're all outside.
So yeah, that's where I'm at with footy. Tom, you're a couple of steps back at the moment.
Yeah, I did say I haven't consumed any footy media. That's incorrect. I haven't gone on the app, but like occasionally an article will pop up from even like AFLW stuff. So stuff from a good friend Gemma will post like a thing being like, who's the best, like, pick, who's the recruit most exciting for your AFLW side for this coming season? She's written a profile on, like, new draftees and stuff. And then, like, a similar one for the men's comp. I've read those articles. And I've started, I follow a bunch of, like, Geelong people on Twitter, and people started posting what their predicted best 22s are for round one. And immediately that's starting to make me sizzle.
The gears are turning.
The gears are clicking. I'm getting hot like Hutchie does up there.
Good for you, man.
And I'm starting to think I can taste it.
Yeah.
I can taste that hot dog.
I'm thinking about the movie Moneyball.
Yep.
Where Brad Pitt can't bring himself to watch games, so he just goes into the gym and listens to the radio.
Yep.
And if something bad happens in the game, he just turns the radio off. And then he'll flick it back on from time to time. I'm thinking about doing that this year.
Yep. Just getting on the bike, the exercise bike.
Don't watch the game.
Just listen to it on the radio.
The radio. Other team kicks a goal, radio off.
Just riding the bike in silence. Mm. And then maybe flick it back on just to
flick
see.
Flick it back on. Whoa, we're up by 5 goals. They kick a goal.
Off.
We're up by 10 goals in the fourth quarter. They kick 2 late ones. Radio off forever.
Radio off through the window.
So it sounds like your relationship to football hasn't changed at all.
No, I'd say it's gone worse.
Yeah. Did the women's win help?
Welcome to How Good's Footy, where Sean may quit at any possible moment.
Hey, it happened last year.
Quit, leave of absence, went to find myself, didn't succeed.
It's so funny to take a leave of absence to find yourself and come back and be like, didn't find
I'm it. Still missing. Did the women's grand final win help?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Good.
Yeah.
That's good. You wouldn't have been here.
But I separate, like, they're two separate things, though.
Yeah.
Like that. So it's the overwhelming joy of that. And that was beautiful. That's probably the last time I wore the jacket that I'm wearing right now.
Yes. Beautiful.
Took it with me to Germany and just went out for a walk after we recorded that little bit for the podcast.
Yep.
Just went out on the street, strutting around. I had several people in Germany actually talk to me about Brisbane. Yeah.
That's big.
Because they saw that.
Changing lives.
People who, like, had family in Australia or whatever and or people who had stayed in Queensland before and knew about them and stuff like that. Yeah.
It's good stuff.
I was at the Disney Castle in Germany, which is sort of a few hours out from Munich. It's in that sort of area of Germany. And this woman came up to me as I'm, like, waiting in line to go in, and she was, like, really tentative and looking at my beanie that I was wearing. I was wearing a Brisbane beanie.
Yeah.
And then she was just like, we're Lions as well. It's just like a very somber conversation where she goes, yeah, and just had a chat about it. And she told me about how she went to the three-peat grand finals back in the day.
Whoa.
But she said, it's been rough. It's been rough. And I go, I feel you.
Has been rough.
It has been very rough.
Would you say you're Ben Stiller at the end of the Royal Tenenbaums and we're Gene Hackman?
It's been a rough year, dads. But in the spirit of 2024 being the pursuit of hope and belief.
I reckon, Sean.
Yeah.
One win and you are...
I need to ask both of you, if you could, just to close your eyes for a moment.
Yep.
Okay.
Because I've got something that I hope will make you laugh.
Listeners, close your eyes too, especially if you're driving.
Keep your eyes closed just for a second. I'll tell you when to open them.
Uh-huh.
Well, okay.
There's something.
There's a lot of opening.
There's a lot of noises.
I wish we could take a photo so that people knew that Joel and I did actually close our eyes.
I think people could tell. We're not very good at acting.
No, we're not.
So, boys, keep those eyes closed.
Okay.
But I just want to say that in the year 2024, with footy, let's cook. Open the eyes.
Hang on, Sean, leave it on. Everyone's going to need to head.
Oh, this is so good.
Everyone's going to need to head to the How Good's Footy Instagram page because this week's episode has a brand new cover photo, which is Sean wearing a chef's hat because it's time to cook.
Oh, so boys, yeah, let's attack the season with the right spirit. And also, I guess I should just Thomas. And for the bomber.
That's beautiful. So,
what I love is that these hats are, like, not chef's hats. We're the sous chefs. We're just in the kitchen.
This is big, Sean.
So we've got Tom's wearing white. Matches Geelong somewhat.
Yep.
Jush has got a red one. I've got a black one. We're that on. Now, boys, if at some point in the season you feel like things are cooking, feel free to fucking wear it.
I'm bringing this to Gather Round, I'll tell you what.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
This is great. This is so
funny. I've got a
funny.
Big head, so this is tight on my head. But
yeah, that's all right.
It's all right. It's not too
bad. Can you adjust it? Because they're adjustable. Mine's got Velcro on it, I think.
It's not Velcro.
I think it's just like
stretchy.
A straight elastic thing at the back.
Can I just say, mine fits like a glove.
Yeah.
Like a singular glove on the hand of Michael.
You look like you're in Ratatouille, Tom.
Sean Voss.
They really puff up these
yeah,
things.
Yeah, they do.
They're beautiful, beautiful hearts and a beautiful gift. And I think this is a really, really, really good omen to start 2024. It's wearing chef's hats.
Yeah, it's good. I'm ready. You know what? Earlier in this episode when you're like, how's it going? Unclear. Joel, can you ask me a very important question again?
Tom. How good's footy?
It's cooking, baby! I'm up and about now. I'm ready to go. Bring it on. I could play.
You could play? What position are you playing?
Oh, put me in, coach. Bench.
Bench, yes, smart.
Rotating through the back line. I can't kick goals.
So I hope footy gives us a reason to wear these hats at some point.
I think footy will give us a reason to wear these hats.
Yeah. 100%.
So, yeah, I guess, like, that's a pretty good way to catch up. There has been a couple of things happening in the offseason that I guess are worth talking about for Haggard's footy.
Yep.
Clayton Oliver's back.
He is back.
An injury scare immediately, but he also had 8 touches and kicked a goal in the first 5 minutes of play.
It's wild.
He was out there for a while, too, because I jumped on at the very end of that little practice match, and I think it was the 5th quarter because they were doing
7.
Not quarters, sorry. Did they do 7?
Yeah. 7 periods?
Okay. I jumped on in the 5th period, and I was like, what's going on here? And Clayton Oliver was still out there in the middle, and I'm like, okay, there's no one else of note out there.
I think the reason is he's had an interrupted preseason. Yeah.
He didn't look unfit to me.
No.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It's like you see AFL players being unfit. They're fitter than the 3 of us, even when they're unfit.
Like that's really bold stretch. Call, Tom.
We love KFC and pizza.
This is true.
Yeah.
I miss pizza. I want it.
Hey, you can soon.
This is true.
You can chuck on that hat and cook it yourself.
I should cook it myself.
I guess like a good transition here will be like how are we feeling about our teams going into 2024?
Yeah.
I know that this is mostly going to be vibes based because
nothing's happened yet.
Some of us may have checked out during the preseason or post-2023 and not paid any attention.
Mm-hmm.
Tom, Geelong, are they going to win the flag?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I thought so.
100%. Do you know what I'm also 100%. Really excited? Yeah, do you know what I'm also really excited for?
What?
Like going into this season, I'm excited for the men's comp. I'm more excited for the W to start again.
Well, Tom, we're going to have plenty of episodes to get ready for that. So tell me about the men's comp.
No, I'm excited about the men's comp.
That tells you everything you need to know about his hopes for the men's team.
No.
I want it to be over. Mm. Bring on September. When we don't make finals, I've got another team to watch.
I'm excited.
It's over. Black and white photo of Gary Ablett Sr.
Hey, no, I'm excited to...
Bring it back.
We're going to post that on Instagram.
Got to.
It's a glitch.
It's never been you boys. It's always been a weird quirk of the system.
How did it happen? I don't know.
Never been you boys ever.
You can never figure out how it kept happening.
Yeah. Mm.
Happened so many times.
Yeah.
What's the longest you had it up for before I realized it was there?
Probably a week.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Obviously, some new players coming through. I'm excited to get, like, Cam Guthrie back. One of the articles I read was, like, who's the player who you're most excited to sort of see more from in this year?
Yeah.
And for Geelong, it was Cam Guthrie. So I think he played 6 games last year, injured his foot. And then didn't play for the rest of the year. He's our reigning best and fairest from a premiership-winning midfield.
Yep.
And our midfield struggled. It'd be great to see him. But I'm excited to see...
I like Guthrie. Do you know why? When he plays footy, at least, I don't know off the field, but when he plays footy, he's got resting cunt face. Don't you reckon? He always looks angry.
He's ready to fire. And then off the
he's
field,
like that George Costanza thing at Seinfeld. He goes, if I look angry at work, people will think I'm busy.
He's concentrating on getting the ball a lot, I think. That only needs glasses.
Yeah, he looks angry. And yeah, I guess he's a blind.
Because he can't see. But yeah, there's also Jai Clark and Sullivan, who's the player we took in the draft last year, who from all accounts, it sounds like they're going to get a debut very early, which is juicy. Chris Scott, I think, is really excited because he's basically found a guy who's like, same height as Mark Blitzarves. Can play fullback. Can play centre halfback. Can play on the wing. Can play in the ruck if you really need him to. He's basically found another Mark Blitzarves. So Chris Scott, he's coming buckets.
Who's this, sorry?
This is O'Sullivan, the young kid we picked up, our highest draft pick from last year.
Do you have a ruckman yet?
So he's going to play a lot then?
Well, apparently they're talking round one debut.
Let the record show that I shook my head.
Yeah, and I raised my eyebrows to the heaven.
We'll see.
No, well, I mean, like, this could be the corner that Chris...
Tom Stewart on the ball. That's what I'm hearing.
Tom Stewart's such a piece of shit.
Oh!
Footy's back.
Footy is back.
It is. Hey, put your chef's hat back on.
I'm cooking.
Sean, how are you feeling?
About?
2024.
Can I ask you a really big question, actually?
Please.
How are Brisbane going to fill the void left by Jack Gunst?
fucking TC. A double. Yeah. He's a double TC.
It's so funny. That is the funniest. Went there for a year.
If I was a Hawthorn supporter, I'd boo him.
Yeah?
Traitor.
Just so stupid. Why did he leave in the first place?
You've got to put a lot into just probably off-field stuff as well, probably family and whatnot.
Like true.
His father died just before he left Hawthorn originally and went to Brisbane, and then maybe, I don't know, maybe just needs to be back home.
Could have been family. That he was like, the best way to grieve this is to be away from it.
Yeah, and then he realised,
and then
I'm not in the team. Shit.
Yeah.
I'm glad he's gone because when you have, I've talked about this for years with players like Ryan Lester.
Yep.
List cloggers. When they're there, you think, geez, they're experienced. We should probably pick them. We're better without Jack Gunston.
Yeah.
I've heard Darcy Gardner's been playing forward in the preseason and been playing well.
Oh,
that would be making a couple of boys in the team sweat.
Well, I'll tell you what I would do. I would just go with two key forwards, and that would be Joey Danaher and Darcy Gardner. Sorry, Hipwood. You broke my fucking heart in September.
Yeah, that's fair.
Got to earn his way back.
Well, this could be the year.
Got a lot of anger. A lot of anger is going to leak out this year.
Maybe this could be the year where Joey Danaher and Eric Hipwood pay off.
I was happy with Joe, I think.
Joe played that game of Joe's.
I thought Joe was good. My memories get a bit hazy about aspects of the game. From my memory, Hipwood was invisible.
Yeah.
I could be wrong. Yeah. I can't remember.
I think
I've put a lot of it in my egg.
Yeah, that's fair. I think from memory.
But my brain's cooking, so the egg's cooking too.
Hey, scrambled brain. Shit.
We're all going
poach
punch
your head.
Yeah. No, I'm the forward line. I don't know. I don't worry about the forward line, really. It's good that Gunston's out of there. I'd like to see what they're going to do. Gardner could be good. That Brandon Clark?
Listener of the show?
Yeah. Who's the character? Who's the player I'm thinking of now?
I think Brandon Clark.
He is called Brandon Clark.
I think.
That rattled me.
Brandon from Canada.
No, but I think we got a Brandon Clark from Hawthorn.
Whoa.
I'll look it up for you.
Anyway, guy we got from Hawthorn in the Gunston debacle, I guess. He might be an option, but yeah, I don't know. Cam Rayner's dominating the midfield.
Yeah.
Like 100% midfield time in the preseason.
You get Ashcroft back.
Say this every year. It could be, is Cam Rayner going to explode finally? Is he going to become Dusty Martin? Hopefully. I don't know. Ashcroft comes back midway through the year. Tom Duday's coming back round 3 or 4, apparently.
Duday's a handy little pickup for you.
Because when Duday comes in, Ryan Lester is dead.
Yeah.
And that will be a day where I can kneel on the ground and cry. Those tears will be happy.
The end of Shawshank Redemption.
I wanted Leicester to be successful so badly.
Yeah.
I know that sounds stupid for the years I've put into ridiculing him.
Yeah, but that prelim final, Sean, I broke my hand
when he kicked that goal. I bought into the Ryan Leicester dream. Maybe there's one more chapter left. Who knows? But yeah, Tom Duda, that's going to be awesome.
Is Ryan Lester just Barry Keogh in Banshees? Oh, there goes Act Dream.
That's me. Just hope, I guess. I hope they do well. You never know. Like, Sydney got annihilated in the grand final and they had a pretty shit follow-up year. So you just got to hope that Brisbane Brandon Ryan, there you go. I also just worry with this Olympics on the horizon and the Gabba's going to be out of action soon. And
yeah.
If you're Brisbane, you've just got to cash in and get one before
that. Well, Sean, is the Gabba going to be out of action?
Is the Gabba going to be out of action? Who knows? The fucking government are fucked in the head.
Going to need to find a new gabatoir, a new abattoir.
Well, no, the thing is, suddenly the Olympic Commission don't want the Gabba for the Olympics.
Yeah.
They're saying you need to build a new stadium.
That's not going to happen.
No. They'll back down.
The government don't want to spend any money.
No, they're just insane and dumb.
I don't want to get into this stadium debacle because it annoys me the fact that all this pressure is on Brisbane to find and invest money in this new ground. And it's like, it's not our fault that you're doing this. Like the government, if you're bringing the Olympics in, the ICC and the fucking, not the ICC.
IOC. Sorry.
Yeah, the Australian.
And the AOC.
Yeah. Them and the government should be like, here's the money.
Here's the thing about large sporting bodies. They don't like spending. It's why the Comm Games fell over.
Well, they don't have any money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't, they keep it all
they
for themselves.
They don't have it. They don't want to spend it. Anyway, I'm hopeful. I really hope that mentally Brisbane aren't completely scarred and destroyed.
Yeah.
And I hope that it spurs them on. Much like what happened with Geelong 2020 and then they bounce back 2 years later.
Except hopefully you just it's hope it's one year later.
Yeah. But to be fair, 2021 we made prelim.
We don't remember that though, do we?
I sure.
And no. I think that would be bad for Sean.
Yeah. I don't want Tom. Come on.
Losing a prelim. Sorry. Not that again.
Rather not make the finals.
Don't be saying that.
No, I don't care anymore.
You know what you want to be, Sean? You know what you want to be? You want to be Geelong 08 into 09.
Yeah.
Lose a grand final, never lose again.
That'd be great.
You've lost plenty of times.
In that immediate year after.
Did you?
We won the 2009 grand final.
Did you win every game that year?
And then no, what I mean is never lose the grand final.
Didn't you also?
But then you lost in 2020.
Didn't you also lose the 2010 grand final, or did you not make it?
We didn't make it. But we won the 2011.
Tom, that immediately fell apart.
What I'm saying
take
is,
take that hat off. You're not cooking.
No,
you're
I am.
Cooked.
I've gone the full Hachi. I've got to leave the hat on to protect my head. Hat off.
Yeah. Now I'm flat from that fucking shit fake stat. Hats off.
So Essendon this year, it's interesting because this is the first time I can remember in a long time where the media is not hyping Essendon up at all. You're not hearing that the hangar's exploding. You're not hearing.
I like that.
You're not hearing
that's
that
really good for you.
You're not hearing that Jake Stringer's training the house down.
I haven't heard anything about him. Is he even training?
I haven't heard anything about Essendon.
Yeah.
Is
it just because we're not into the footy media?
No, because even peripherally,
I've heard nothing.
Now, you know what it is? I'm hearing a lot about Carlton.
Yeah.
All of the focus is on the Blues.
This is true.
And Hardwick being at the Gold Coast, what are Richmond going to do?
Boston's
the Clayton got Oliver
a new
thing.
Contract.
There's a lot. Whereas
North
Essendon,
Melbourne, a lot of stuff with North Melbourne.
And the Taren Thomas.
Suspended for 18 weeks, apparently.
Delist him.
Well, yeah. I think it'll be one of those things where at the end of that 18 weeks, his contract ends, so they don't have to delist him. They can just not offer him a new contract.
I will be disgusted if anyone picks him up. Anyway, fuck
there will be so many clubs that are in that danger zone.
Nah, fuck it. Let's talk about the good stuff.
Yeah.
Josh Dunkley, completely 100% aerodynamic. You wouldn't recognize him.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Full ablet.
Yep.
Bell Chambers.
Brownlow?
Brownlow.
Norm Smith.
Brownlow.
I'll take a Norm Smith.
No one's saying shit about Essendon, which is fine. Heppel's hair, whilst he hasn't gone to the problematic times again, it is starting to look a bit dreadlocky.
Is he still alive?
He's still alive. He's got one more season left in him.
Yeah. What a world.
Does he?
Shut up, Tom. Your team are full of old cunts.
Yep, that's true.
Oh, that hurt me to laugh.
Oh, yeah, it's also worth noting Sean had his wisdom teeth removed a couple of days before we recorded this episode.
It's amazing you got the Chernobyl intact.
Yeah, no, radioactive fucking zone. Jesus.
Yeah, the studio still has a massive gas leak and is still located in the heart of Chernobyl. Sam Durham looks fucking huge for some reason. He's very muscly. Don't know what happened there.
Full season out of Draper, maybe.
Maybe.
Got Todd Goldstein.
Who seems to be loving it at the club?
Wait, what?
Yeah.
I forgot that happened.
Yeah, Todd Goldstein.
Man, I forgot all about the trades.
Reunited with Brad.
Fuck. There's so much juice out there.
We have a key backman now.
I remember that one.
Ben McKay.
Ben McKay. Yep.
Yep. No, that's a good thing because it means that Ridley can actually do the thing that he likes to do, which is rebound and intercept.
Yeah.
Dylan Shields injured, though.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Name one time where he wasn't.
I just think retire.
Is he in the best 22?
No. You know what? Dylan Shields should just go play VFL and be the best VFL player in the world. I don't mean to be dismissive of him. That's just the way it is because the level is so dramatic. He's not doing enough at AFL level, but if he played VFL every week, he'd have 40 touches and kick two goals.
Depends who he's playing for, though, too.
Yeah, I guess.
He'd go to a shit kicker club that could pay him a lot of money just to have a body on the field. West Coast.
Yeah. West Coast, my God.
West Coast did something fucked recently. I can't
no,
remember.
They
was it
didn't.
The thing that Kane Corns was angry about?
Yeah, it is.
Which is where they showed up to day one of the preseason in like fancy dress costumes.
They do like an NBA-style costume day where they've all got to wear a ridiculous outfit.
No,
they did
like,
that.
Wasn't there something with Simpson? I feel like something... I don't know. Someone got offered a contract or something, maybe. It wasn't that. I didn't see the fancy dress.
Simpson
stuff.
Didn't get fired? Is that...
Anyway, I'm with Kane Corns. Have some professionalism.
I love
you've
it.
Won five sure. games in 2 years. You make me sick.
Have they really only won five in two years?
Yeah. One was against Essendon, which is...
They only won five in 2 years.
Yeah. Bring back priority picks.
Bring back relegation.
Ooh, relegation.
Send him back to the waffle, but they can't feel the waffle side, right? Send him to fucking
Hell?
Swan Districts 11.
Big pressure on Freo this year.
Yeah.
Western Australia's cooking.
Yeah, it cooked.
Mm. Yeah, Freo have done the psycho thing where they've signed Sean Darcy and Luke Jackson onto long-term deals.
They did.
And it didn't. Because at the end of last year, the rumours were that Sean Dyson was going to come to Geelong or maybe like Collingwood or back to Victoria because it wasn't working with both of them. Signed a long-term deal. So now Freo spent a lot of money on two guys who play the same position and play better when one of them isn't in the team.
That play sounds, the same position?
That sounds awfully
Jackson's
like...
Jackson's a lot more hybrid.
Yeah, but this sounds awfully like another club we know of.
who did that, and it didn't work for
it
them.
It fucked them, and then they also had one player that was slightly more hybrid, but that hybrid player decided they wanted to be The Rock.
We shouldn't be saying hybrid.
Why?
Because it takes me down a path.
No. Can I guess the path?
You know the path.
I know the path. What it does, Joel, is it unlocks a part of Sean's brain that is filled with one thing and one thing only, and that is underworld lore from the film franchise of the same name.
Ah, I see.
Underworld.
Because that's what happens when you combine the blood of a lichen and the blood of a vampire and maybe blood of a third thing.
Create a hybrid.
That's beautiful.
Great film series. If you want to hear more about it, become a Scaredy Boys patron. $5 a month.
We should be watching Rise of the Lichens.
I really don't think you should be.
No, it's good. It's good.
Oh, that one's good?
Yeah.
That's number Underworld 4.
It's on the fringes of my top 50 of all time.
While we're talking about good things, I just want to bring up one more good thing, and I have a question for the two of you.
Yeah.
It's been a while, but how good's Fortnite?
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
We've been dropping a lot.
We've been, so I guess maybe a quick update, because I'm sure at some point in the season last year we would have mentioned how much Fortnite we were playing and maybe given, like, listed how many hours in the game we've put.
Yep.
I recently cracked 130 hours. Wow.
That's a big amount of time.
Yeah.
I've recently ticked over 177 hours.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
That's a lot. And Tom?
What?
Tom, how many hours?
With what?
Fortnite?
Oh, just a few.
Yeah.
Just a couple. It's about the same as yours, I reckon. What was yours again?
177.
Oh, 177.
Yeah.
I've played 285.
That hurt me bad. Oh.
You've run laps around us.
Woo. Ouch.
I'm so sorry, mate. I've fucked it, haven't I?
My jaw went to places it shouldn't have gone. Then.
Yeah, 285 hours of Fortnite. I would like to clarify, that's not just on my own.
Holy shit.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
Between the two of us in my household, we've clocked a lot of Fortnite. We'll come home from work and have like a quick little game before dinner.
Do you reckon any of us have gotten good? Because I don't think so.
I think I am and then I'm not.
I had a run where I was having a lot of like top four finishes and then like a couple of firsts in a row.
Actually, I'm definitely getting better. I won 3 in a row last week, I think.
We
won 2 in a row.
We won 2 in a row.
As a trio.
We had the filthiest win of all time.
And then we had a very good win.
And then
win.
We had precision win.
Yeah, then we had a great
I think that we're getting
Joel and I had a win today.
Yes.
That was actually very good too.
Yeah, that was a big win.
That was tactical genius, I think.
We got close today as well. Came fourth.
Yeah. Mm. So we're getting better, but we're not good. So I guess we'll just have to keep playing more.
It's because we're not 16. What's crazy is that I say the amount of hours of Fortnite I've played, and then you've played Fortnite with me. I'm better than I was.
Yeah.
But I'm not 285 hours better. Mm. If I put that time into literally any other skill, I'd be a master at it. Instead, I'm just okay.
Yeah. It's been a journey.
I'm not stopping.
I play as Peter Griffin, which is good.
I play as Captain America at the moment.
Yeah
I'll good. Be playing a lot of Snake.
Yep.
It's good. A solid Snake.
Maybe one day I'll play another PS5 game.
Maybe. Yeah. I've been playing a bit of RoboCop recently.
How long have you had your PS5 for now?
When did I buy it?
When did you get Fortnite?
The day I probably
plugged
the PlayStation in.
Yeah.
I reckon it was around September last year.
It certainly was September last year, yeah.
Yeah. Don't think I've really played a proper PS5 game.
So I've played a bunch of other games as well.
Yeah.
Played some old games. I dusted off an old cricket game the other day. An ice hockey one.
I played the new cricket game, and I tell you what, boys, there is nothing better than playing England at the MCG, and you're Mitch Marsh, and you hit the first over of a test for six, every ball back over the bowler's head.
Yeah, that is good.
Powerful stuff. Hey, Jimmy Anderson, fuck you.
And Tom, Sean, do you know what else is good? And by good, I mean highly stressful and will consume our lives just like Fortnite. Fantasy football.
I'm not ready for fantasy.
It's that fucking time of the year again,
listeners.
I'm not
ready for footy, and I'm definitely not ready for fantasy.
Sean, I know that your jaw pretty much just got blown off by Tom's statement, and you're currently in pain, but do you want to talk us through the plans for fantasy this year, just to let the listeners know?
Look, last year we had four leagues.
Yep.
I think we'll have four leagues again this year, unless a mountain of people send us an email at howgoodsfooty@gmail.com. I want to join up. We'll see where we stand. What I'm currently going to do, Joel.
I'll just quickly interrupt. If you are interested in fantasy football and you have not played in our leagues ever, you need to email us this week.
Yes.
By the time next week's episodes come out, you fucked it. It's too late. We've got too many things going on.
Too many wheels spinning. Sorry, we've got four leagues at the moment. So basically, this is the situation. If you played last year, you've got a place in the lineup. An email will go out.
Yep, this week.
Probably by the time you've listened to this episode, you will have received an email. Make sure you log in and sign up, because if you don't, that position will just get filled by someone else who wants to play. I have done a relegation system.
Yep.
Wherein if you finished in the top four of a league, you've been bumped up to the league above you. So if you were in the reserves and you finished top four, you're now in the weapons league. If you finished bottom four in the weapons, you've been bumped down
to the reserves,
and so on. There is a technicality there. Hosts are outside of the relegation because we're in all
leagues.
That's
lucky because I think I'm in the bottom four of at least two.
You all want to play games against us, so we're in all the leagues. So Tom and I, for example, we're in the bottom four. Tom's definitely in the bottom four of the weapons. I think I was in the bottom four as well. So two people who didn't finish bottom four, maybe finished bottom six.
Are you now in reserves?
Now in the reserves. So
hey,
happy domination and try and win and get your way back up.
Yep. If there's a way, you know, get your revenge, beat Sean and I in the reserves.
I reckon my dad might be close to relegation.
Your
then.
Dad was like a bee's dick away from being in the reserves. Yeah. Now nearly put in there out of spot.
Yeah, that's right off. No one's fallen off as hard as him.
He needs to have a huge fucking season.
He got too fancy.
He got too clever.
Friends of the show, Ryan and Hayden, were in the reserves for some reason last year. They finished bottom four. They've been relegated.
Yeah.
I wonder if they need to be relegated further.
They might need to be. They definitely need to be spoken to.
I can't be
to.
Fucked with the admin of that. They'll just have to lift and try and be better.
Well, Hayden realized that he couldn't do well and then spent the back half of the season trying to turn his entire side into the Carlton football team.
Disgusting.
Which he started winning games when he started doing that, which really shows how fucked he
I just reckon if he applied himself, he could.
If he just
dominate.
Thought about it for 2 seconds.
Yep.
He was good the first year.
What else is going on in fantasy? That's probably the gist of it. Just send
check
us an
your
email.
Fucking emails.
Yeah, check your emails or send us an email if you'd like to join. There might be a wait list sort of situation where we don't hear back from someone or someone doesn't want to play again this year and you can come into the league. Or if we have, you know, a huge amount of people, we might have to fucking have a fifth league. I think I've renamed the Stu Martin League as well. What was it called last year? It was just
Stu Martin Memorial League.
Now it's the Stu Martin Redemption League, I think.
Yeah,
nice.
Stu did a good job. He took feedback on board.
Yep.
And he lifted. I think he beat Tom, didn't he, at one point?
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Not a big
But that's a titanic achievement from Stu.
A man who was dead.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then should have stayed dead, cunt.
Came back to the land of the living.
Through me. I will also say just
what's going to be your strategy to lift this year, Tom?
My strategy? Not get too clever. And pick, rather than be like, oh, I'll get this player later, I'll try to save a bit of money by maximizing this rookie.
Oh, yeah, fuck.
Just get that player in.
I have a question for you. Is Terrence going to be taking part again?
I was talking to him in the car just on the way here, and he was like,
in my calculations.
He was like, yeah, I'd do it again.
Fantastic. Yeah. He's been relegated.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah. I think he was in the fun section. Now he's in the Stu Martin Redemption.
That's probably where he needed to be last
Jacob
year.
Jacob is
fair.
Also going with him.
Yeah, no, that's fair too.
And Tracy.
I understand why. Tracy.
Bottom of the barrel stuff from Tracy.
Oh, dear.
Tracy, fucking lift. Also, you became friends with us all on Fortnite and we've never played with you. It's disgusting. Change that immediately.
There's a lot going on.
I will say,
Tracy, this is bullshit.
I will say, just on competitions as well, just as the fantasy team is up and running, I'll be reactivating the How Good's McDonald Tipping Woody.
McDonald Tipping Footy.
How Good's Footy Tipping Comp.
So if you already name it to the How Good's McDonald Tipping Footy Memorial League
Footy Tipping Comp. If you have previously been a part of that league, you just need to stay signed in. You're permanently. You're in that league now unless I kick you out. So if you've done it before, all you need to do is just sign into the website again and make sure you're good to go for round zero.
Oh, yeah, and with fantasy.
If you want to join the tipping league, how do you do it?
You jump on. I'll put a link up in our
Instagram. Because Twitter's basically dead, I think.
Yeah, basically
is that
dead.
Right?
Yeah.
But I haven't touched the How Good's Footy Twitter account for a long time.
Twitter's basically dead. Follow us on Instagram.
We'll put up notes for everything.
Yeah, and we'll post every week. There'll be a post where you can comment, which means you can see what other people are saying about the episode. You can jump in there. It creates a little bit of a community. You can tell us to go fuck ourselves if you want. Instagram will probably try and hide that comment. I will unhide it.
Good for you. Well done.
I have to provide an update to the group. Very important update.
Yep.
When I checked the PlayStation app before to see how many hours of Fortnite I have played, it hadn't refreshed.
Yeah. What's it
so
on
when
now?
I said 200,
I'm going to hold my jaw. Yeah. I don't want to.
When I said 285, it's actually a little bit more than that.
What is it?
It's a little bit higher.
What 300?
No. It's 290.
You make me fucking sick.
I like it. I like it because you're also playing Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League.
I finished Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League, and now I'm playing...
Is it good?
Yes, I really enjoyed it.
5 stars?
4.5.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And now you're playing...
And now I'm playing Avatar Frontiers of Pandora.
Exciting.
It's first person.
I don't love first person.
Yeah, I know. That's why I had to tell you that.
Yeah.
Suicide Squad isn't first person, and you can play as King Shark.
You know, the day I bought the PlayStation, I bought a game called Under the Waves.
Yep.
About a... grief-stricken submariner who gets stuck at the bottom of the ocean and has to like find parts to fix it and get back up. I've got to play that fucking game.
You do.
I've been playing RoboCop Rogue City, also first person. Very, very funny.
Yeah.
Bit shit, but in an endearing way. It was made kind of cheap. Mm. So there's some pretty big glitches at points, but
that's pretty funny.
Oh, good fun. Bloody.
I got to get back into Ace Combat. Sky's Unknown.
Imagine, God, that's you'll a be able game. To free upgrade that to the PS5 and it'll pop.
Will I lose all my progress though? I've done a lot of missions.
No. It'll transfer across and it'll be absolutely humming on the
PS5.
You know
my worry? You know, sometimes you haven't played a game for a long time. It's hard to pick it back up.
Yeah.
That is like a very technical game that it'll be impossible. I'll have to start again.
That's my worry.
I can't be going in halfway through on missions. I don't know what I'm doing anymore.
That's my worry with fantasy football.
Yeah.
And maybe this podcast.
Also too, because AFLW fantasy footy was like...
Different.
It was very different.
And I was going to say this before.
Different strategies.
Make sure you fucking... If you're part of the fantasy league, and this applies to both, all three of us as well, make sure you read the rules because opening round has crazy rules.
What are the fucking rules? This is doing my head in already.
It's like, as far as
I'm... Does it count as just one round?
I'm pretty sure...
They're combining zero and one together, yeah?
No.
Oh, I'm
pretty... They sometimes play twice, I think, don't they?
Yeah. I'm pretty...
Makes me sick. I hate the AFL.
Yeah, the buys every week for the first 8 weeks are going to make you want to kill yourself.
So the rules for the buys, I definitely know. Those buy rounds in the first couple of weeks, it's still the best 18 players rather than the best 22 or best 16 or whatever it is, but you only get two trades. But for opening round, I'm pretty sure there's no games in fantasy, but the value of the players does change still.
That's okay.
No.
That's
think
awful.
About it. Because that means you stack your team with players that are only playing in opening round and then trade them out for people's value to go up.
What a shit fucking...
I need to read about it properly though because I've only glanced at it. So listeners, do not take my word for it. Read the fucking rules.
There's a lot of Swans players I want in my team.
Can I briefly ask you about opening round?
Yeah.
I get they want to promote footy in New South Wales and in Queensland. Yep. What's stopping them from just doing it as round one and having those marquee, having a Thursday night marquee game, a Friday night, et cetera?
So I think the reason is...
Don't tell me that it's just that fucking because
fucking
Richmond
losers.
And Carlton.
100%. 100%.
Makes me sick. Are you the AFL or the VFL?
Not Sean, even the VFL, you're the AFL, or you're the CFRFFL.
I fucking hate it.
Sean.
That would fix so many problems, wouldn't it? Like, why can't you do that? Start it on a fucking Wednesday if you want to
have
every, the Wednesday in
just
Queensland.
Just have every team
Thursday
play in round zero.
South Wales.
Yeah.
Like, you can have round zero and round one. Just have everyone play in round zero.
Why are you doing it this way?
Why are you calling it opening round? So you have opening round and then you have round one.
Yeah.
You're a laughing stock. I hate the AFL, but I love football.
It's good to be back. Make sure you follow us on Instagram at HowGoodsFootyPod.
Yes.
That's where all of the social media action for the show will be this year.
We're on there too.
We're on there too. I'm at Awkward Tree.
I'm at Carney from 55.
I'm at Deuce13, D-U-S-C-H-1-3. We're all the same. Sorry, yes.
We're all the same on Letterboxd, which is also something you jump on. And take note, I guess, during the footy season, if I'm watching The Way Back starring Ben Affleck too many times, then things are going bad.
Call for help. And send us an email if you want at howgoodsfooty@gmail.com. We're going to start reading them out again. Last year we got lazy with it, but email us. Let us know.
Yeah. Pay for our KO subscription.
What do you want to hear about? Oh, yes. Fuck.
Fucking KO.
Cunts.
We're fucked.
The K in KO stands for cunt.
It does.
Buy us a fucking digital membership of your team.
And then send
They'll become the team of How Good's Footy.
And then send us $5 extra a month.
Yeah.
So we can cover that. Yeah. So
Jason, sign us up to Carlton again.
So yeah, that'll be it for this week. Next week we'll be back and it will be. Footy will officially be back. Like
just before round one, yeah.
It's just before, no, it's just before opening round.
I don't even know when the season starts.
Not this weekend, next weekend.
All right, I'll charge that. I've got to go to Coles and buy some batteries for my radio. Yeah. Send us an email. Tell us your favourite radio station to listen to footy on.
Yeah.
I need to know.
And
AFL Nation, probably.
What's Jared calling?
AFL Nation, I think. Is SEN? I think it's the same thing.
NT. You want that. You want a bit of Jared.
Bit of Corns.
Bit of Dwayne.
We're getting.
But then you get Andy Maher.
Yeah.
Occasionally.
You can handle that, though. There are worse calls than Andy Maher.
I'll switch over
to Triple M, and then you just get BT and JB going.
I actually like them on radio.
They're perfect on radio.
TV, they're fucking shit. On radio, they're psycho energy, but then, is what I need then
you,
sometimes.
Then you might get really unlucky, and you might go to Triple M, and you might get Luke Darcy.
Then I'll flip over. If you ever get a fucking the same game that's Darcy and Andy Maher, then you just kill yourself.
Yeah, that's fair enough. It's good to be back. How Good's Footy is officially back for 2024. Send us an email. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on Letterboxd. Get excited. Woo!
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.